And welcome in, everyone, to the gym class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Cedar Rapids and Iowa City and all over eastern Iowa. You can also listen in on the KGYM Radio app, also at KGYMRadio.com, where we'll tell you about our poll question coming up here in just a little bit. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, Brian Haas, Rick Swan will join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes as we will have Caddy Smack on the gym class coming your way right here on KGYM. And beautiful, beautiful Wednesday today, Mark. We got a chance to spend a lot of the noon hour outside today and meet some folks at one of our Lunchbox Heroes work sites that we'll tell you more about coming up in a little bit.
Yeah, that program is winding down for the season, but still a visit today and a couple more to conclude the summer. And, you know, we say it every time we go out, it's really cool to meet these men and women who are, you know, building things and making progress in the quarter, be it, you know, here in Iowa City or points in between. So, and that was the case again today.
Yeah, great to meet some of the great people out there. And we were over at Cottage Grove Place as they were putting an addition on over there between First Avenue and Washington High School. So, didn't hear any whistles or anything like that. Probably could have earlier in the morning, I would imagine. Mo Blue and the Warriors going through their paces.
The facility might be ready by the time I need to use one. I don't know.
Was that in the back of all our minds today?
Not for me. I don't think I'm quite ready yet.
That was kind of the back of my mind today. But, great to see all the workers out there. And that's going to be a really, really neat place when it's all done, the addition to it out there. By the way, speaking of high school football, a couple things to let you know about. Number one, our football preview shows, they are going to kick off this Saturday morning. John Hegarty will join me here in studio, and we are going to have three of the seven Metro coaches with us. We are going to talk Xavier football with Dwayne Schulte. We'll also talk Washington football with Mo Blue, the new head coach of the Warriors. And also, it's going to be Prairie football. We are going to talk with the defensive coordinator and assistant head coach, Jim Dostal, is going to join us. Mark Bliss is unfortunately going to be out of town at a funeral back in Oklahoma. So Jim Dostal is going to join us coming up on Saturday as we talk Prairie, Wash, and Xavier football. Three pretty good teams from last year.
They were indeed, and it's not too long. I think at the end of this month, we'll start our tailgate tour. I think the kickoff is at Jefferson on a Thursday. And very much look forward to going around to the different campuses and talking to various coaches during the season as well. So that coming up very, very soon.
Also want to let people know, not this Thursday, but a week from this Thursday, tomorrow, that would be August the 17th. And the Gazette putting this together, and we're a part of it as well. They're going to have a kickoff to the high school football season at Kingston Stadium from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Myself, I'm going to be over there. I'm going to try to talk Coach Hegarty into joining us as well. And Jeff Johnson, Jeff Linder, KJ Pilcher, Doug Miles from the Gazette, representatives from the Metro schools, they will be over there at Kingston. Going to be games, going to be food over there from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. We'll have a couple of drop-ins with the Todd Brommelkamp show on that night during the 6 o'clock hour. And just going to talk high school football on that night. This is the inaugural event, Mark. Hoping to grow it for the second annual coming
there
up
you go.
In 2018. But mark that on your calendars. There'll be more on that coming up, but we're going to be a part of that.
That's something folks can go to.
And, absolutely. Yeah, open to the public, and the more the merrier out there. So please, please mark that down on your calendars. And our first high school football games will be coming up 2 weeks from this Friday. And hard to believe, but that will be August the 25th. We'll have Prairie and Wash, and we'll have Xavier and Regina. So some good stuff in the offing. We're going to have Caddy Smack in the offing coming up. That'll be here in just a little bit. But a couple of news and notes to get to here today as far as the sports world is concerned. From the, yes, I'm very happy to see this happen department, although it's kind of in a part-time, full-time basis here, Mark. NFL announcing that upwards of 20-plus officials are going to be hired on a full-time basis. Full-time officials in the National Football League for the 2017 season. People have been clamoring for it. Coaches have been clamoring for it. Media, they have been clamoring for it. I've been clamoring for it. There'll be at least one full-time official at every game that the NFL will conduct starting this year. So I think that's a piece of good news out there. It's not every official in the National Football League, but it's at least a start at this point, and hopefully it makes officiating better. As far as the NFL is concerned.
Yeah, I think the jury's still out. I mean, these guys put in, the part-timers put in a ton of time the way it is.
They do.
They arrive at a site on, what, Thursday? And go through meetings and whatnot and get prepared for the game and watch film. And then they do the game on Sunday, and then they're back at their job on Monday. So I'll be interested to see what impact, if any, it has.
It's just going to be the fact that they are around 24/7, if you will. I know it's not 24/7, but studying the game, etc. But of course, we have full time major league umpires, and we still have Joe West doing Joe West things. So maybe you know, it's not totally.
It's hard to get suspended if you're an umpire. It really is.
If you missed it, Joe West, our favorite baseball umpire, suspended for 3 days for calling out Adrian Beltre, right?
He likes to be part of the show, and he was on this one, too.
Said that maybe the biggest complainer as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, which Major League Baseball promptly said, that's a faux pas, and you're going to get a three-day vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So he is out for 3 days. Beltre said himself he didn't think it was that big of a deal, but Major League Baseball said it showed some partiality or whatever the case may be, impartiality, and they said, we will not take that. So why don't you go find somewhere and practice your singing for 3 days, Country Joe West.
We do have an officiating question.
Baseball is better for it, by the way.
Yeah, at least for 3 days. Officiating question for our Emil's Hideaway poll question today. KGYMradio.com, it goes like this. Will officiating in the NFL be better this year with full-time officials? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, as always, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I don't think it's going to hurt it, certainly, at this point. And I know the fans don't particularly want to see it because they don't want to see longer games. And it seems like every time we do see a game that has a lot of hankies being thrown, a lot of flags being thrown, people kind of begrudge it a little bit, but I like to see it. I would like to see it. I'd like to see it in the college game as well. Kidding around with some officials that I know. I said, well, maybe we'll even call holding.
And will it lead to all full-time officials in the NFL?
That's a lot of money.
Well,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Would you like to see at least the referees, the head referee of each crew be
that makes sense.
A full-time official?
That makes sense.
I think it does. Maybe the umpire. I mean, those are the two folks that are, although the umpires are moved now, as far as the league is concerned. But in the day, obviously the head referee is going to be the guy that's going to have the most responsibility out there. And perhaps they can be the one that will join the ranks as far as being full-time. So we'll see out there. We'll keep you updated on the major leagues today as well. We got afternoon baseball going on in several fronts, including the Cubs and the Giants going at it today. So keep you updated on that.
Let's update things then.
Go!
Seattle and Oakland in the second inning right now. The Seattle is leading 3-1. The Baltimore up 1-0 on the LA Angels in the third. Scoreless in the second between the Cubs and San Francisco. Colorado has defeated Cleveland 3-2 in 12 innings. And Texas has defeated the New York Mets 5-1. Everything else later on, including the third of four games between Minnesota and Milwaukee. The series moves to Milwaukee tonight. We'll have it for you here, 7 p.m. on 107.5 FM. Twins have taken the first two.
Yeah, they have. First one on a balk. Kind of blew it out last night. But hurting the Brewers' cause
yeah,
a little bit. And oh, by the way, guess who's coming on in creeping up? Even though they have half the guys on the roster probably started in AAA this year.
Talking about the Cardinals.
The Cardinals. Yeah. The Cardinals are making a little bit of run. Also in Major League Baseball, MLB, before we get to a break here, they announced the fact that they are going to have what is called, I want to get the official wording of this. It is going to be Players Weekend. August 25th, 26th, and 27th. They're going to be special uniforms for each team. It's going to be a lot like, you know, the Thursday night NFL uniforms from the last couple of years. The same colors, but a lot more colorful. That's what they're going to have for that weekend.
Yeah, and nicknames on the back.
They're going to put nicknames on the back. I think it's a good idea. Why not? Help out the popularity of Major League Baseball. Maybe bring some of the kids in. Brian likes it. I like it.
As long as I've known you, I don't know that you have a nickname.
Oh, I don't.
You don't? No. We need to come up with a nickname for you, Nash. 319-366-1600.
Oh, Mark.
Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. Well, since you got on...
I had one in high school, but it's not... Well, it's not... It's not...
Since you got
doesn't fly anymore.
You got on Twitter, it's Big S, Big U, right?
True.
That doesn't really cut it. How about 32 good ones?
I am, 36 good ones would be better. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. All right, Caddy Smack is up next. Rick is going to join us. Brian Haas is going to join us as well. Plenty to get to. We'll preview the PGA. Take a look back at 32 good holes and other things coming up on the program.
I bet Brian has a nickname.
We'll find out.
Okay.
We'll find out. You've opened a can of worms, and if this gets out of hand, I will be coming back with vengeance. All right. We'll take a break. Come back.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Is the text line's blowing up, right, at this point? I can just see it.
You know 7409? Do you know who that is?
I have no idea.
Turkey neck.
Turkey neck? That makes no sense.
4182, how about the U?
I think that's taken.
Isn't that
already.
Taken?
I think that's taken already.
Gage and Troy, how about giggles? I love his laugh. Giggles, you Nash.
Oh gosh,
this wasn't in show prep, was it?
No, it wasn't. No, you Joe West to me on this one. All right, 319. We'll take a break. As we go to break, Kyle in behind the glass is going to man the phones, and we are going to take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600 to pick up a $30 gift card to La Cantina, one of their three locations. Downtown Cedar Rapids, Lincoln View Square in Marion, or the Fountains on Edgewood Road on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. Quick, delicious lunch, margarita after work, sizzling takeout, or they can cater your upcoming event. All that at La Cantina. We got a $30 gift card going out to caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. You are going to pick that up. We'll let you know who our winner is, and we'll get ready for Caddy Smack when we come back on KGYM.
When was the last time you saw Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, Aerosmith, Kiss, Van Halen, Queen, Twisted Sister, Journey, Poison, and Bon Jovi all in the same night? With a fiery pyro show, video screens, smoke machines, makeup, costumes, fire, and a virtually endless playlist, Hairball puts on a rock concert like you've never seen before. Coming to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena on Saturday, November 18th. Tickets are on sale now at U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or 800-745-3000. Presented by Samuel Adams, Boston Lager.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees. In fact, it's all the bee's knees in every hive of bees and all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the expertise of Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of experience helping busy bees and their knees glide with ease like a gentle breeze.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $23. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekday evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $23 too. only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees. In fact, it's all the bee's knees in every hive of bees and all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the expertise of Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of experience helping busy bees and their knees glide with ease like a gentle breeze. So whether you're a worker bee, a queen, or none of these, buzz over to ProgressiveCommercial.com if you please. Faster than a bee's knees as he pollinates the leaves of three trees. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM. It's Caddy Smack on the gym class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swann.
Back with you here on the gym class and KGYM at 22 past the hour at 3 o'clock. Indeed, it is Caddy Smack. And before we get into it, congratulations to Jerry in Lisbon. Jerry in Lisbon is our winner as far as the La Cantina gift card is concerned. Caddy Smack brought to you by Blue Top Ridge at Riverside. Also brought to you as well by the Manor Colonies Golf Course and St. Andrews Golf Course. And we're going to talk more about St. Andrews with Todd Schultz, one of the pros out there, coming up here in just a couple minutes or so. And we welcome in Brian. And it's been a while. It's been a month, good. I think, since we've seen you, man.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks.
How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Very good, very good. You're busy right now.
Yeah, we have a lot of events going on at our facility with the Iowa PGA Senior Section Championship, and then a week later, the Iowa Open.
Cool. And the reason you weren't here 2 weeks ago, you had a very good reason, because you had your big tournament down there that you guys put on every year. How did that go?
For our Give Foundation, yes. Our Golf for Injured Veterans Everywhere. We had our big event where we actually invite all of the veterans that we've served, which is about 1,000 veterans at this point.
Wow.
To come out and play the day before our foundation event. And so they come out on a Wednesday. And we had, I want to say, 150 of them came.
Oh, great.
Which is pretty good, because, you know, really 1,000 could sign up.
Right.
We had about 150 of them, which is definitely a full golf course. We have a nice dinner that evening, and then all of our donors come to that dinner as well. And then the following day, we have a nice charity event with all of our donors that support our foundation. So really fun week.
Awesome.
Wonderful that you do that. It's a Blue Top Ridge at Riverside. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's our way to give back to our veterans and those that served and saw things that we should all never have to see, and then just have a fun day on top of it.
Right.
Cool.
Also, recently you had the PGA Professional Championship in Davenport, and that's always very challenging, and I know every pro wants to do as well as possible, and it looks like you did okay.
Yeah, first 2 days are pretty good. I've been a little under the weather, and so I was really worried about, we played 36 holes the first day. And, you know, I have a real job.
All you guys have a real job.
The last time I played 36 holes was this event last year.
Wow.
and so I don't play 36 holes, you know, but once a year, basically. And so I was really worried about that second round. I actually played better in the second round than I did in the first. I'll tell you what, Davenport Country Club, for those of you that get a chance to go over and play and be a guest there, their renovation and the golf course was just beautiful and great condition. A lot of fun. I love the changes they made to the golf course. They had a par five on, I think it's the back nine. I get the nines messed up a little bit in my head, but, I think it's hole 12. It used to be a par five. They took the water out and made it into this long par four and just made it so much better. I just love the renovations. Great golf course.
Awesome. Jeff Schmidt of Finkbein and Sean McCarty of Brown Deer among the qualifiers, and five qualifiers go to...
They'll be the National PGA Championship.
Club Professionals Championship.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. That'll be neat. And of course, Jeff on the Iowa staff now.
Yes.
Down there. And,
got to play around with him myself.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah, so we had a lot of fun together. It was great to get out with him.
Former classmate of mine as well.
Yeah.
So he's always been a pretty darn good golfer.
Right. Still is.
Still is.
Still is.
A very good golfer out there.
Yes.
But, also, since we talked with you last, the news came out that Finkbein's going to have a a brand new clubhouse.
Yeah, how about man, that have looks, you seen the pictures?
Yes, it looks amazing.
Gorgeous. Good for them. Yeah. That and it's a long time coming
yes,
for them.
Yes, it is.
You know, the, between that university club that they acquired a few years back and their current clubhouse, it doesn't make it easy to have events and things like that. And then to showcase their Hawkeyes for their own event, this will be so much nicer for them all around, you know, just day-to-day operations. And then when they do have the men's and the women's invitationals that in the Big Ten, that's a big deal, and they need a good place to host.
Looks like it's going to be positioned where the lower putting green is, kind of in that area.
Okay.
Which, won't it require the one tee to be moved? Or
no, I think I think it's going to be a little further up, so a little bit more behind 10 tee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
In that direction, kind of up more where that practice pitching green is, and kind of in that direction, a little closer to the road and the parking lot that way. Yeah, is my understanding anyway.
Well, Iowa needs it because right now they can't host any regional events, basically, at the clubhouse the facility as it is right now.
Right.
In order to do that, you gotta go and build that. And obviously, as well, the other thing is the clubhouse was built, I think, in the 60s. And for example... Snack bar is on the second floor. It's not accessible for people with special needs and whatnot.
Right. And it's nice. I think it's great too. I think they can have a regional on that golf course. It's a very good golf course, and rightfully so. We've tried to have it at Riverside as well. Unfortunately, the casino part of that and the NCAA just didn't cross over the way we would like it to. So yeah. they just didn't like that portion of it. I think they like our facility and everything there was fine, but they had some NCAA regulations there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 28 past the hour, 3 o'clock, and we're going to take a short break, come back. We're going to catch up with Todd Schultz from out at St. Andrews on the phone because there are changes coming up at their golf course. We're going to let the people know about it if you don't know about it already. We'll come back after that, and then we will talk a little bit about what Rick and I learned.
Yeah. It was a learning weekend.
We'll talk about that and take everybody's questions as well here on Caddy Smack on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
The key to success? Keep it simple. Especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
My name's Travis James. I work for Climate Construction. We're currently working on a new addition for the Cottage Grove place. It's going to be a 3-story building with an underground parking. It's roughly around 100,000 square feet, and it's tentatively to open in the fall of 2018. We're currently working on footings and foundation walls. Masonry has started. We're working on the stairwells, elevator shafts, and the underground plumbing will start soon and be followed up with the structural steel.
Another Lunchbox Heroes in the books today. Beautiful day outside here in Cedar Rapids as we were over at the Cottage Grove Place on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids as they're putting on an addition over there, Mark, and great to see all the workers over there.
It was indeed, and visiting with some and listeners of the program, I appreciate them letting us know that, and really an impressive project going on there, an addition, as you mentioned, to Cottage Grove, and just getting underway right now.
Bowling Night in America fans out there as well. That was great
to
see. They can't wait to get the report started.
Glad they can.
We can wait a little bit longer. Big thanks to all the great sponsors out there for Lunchbox Heroes, including Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Acme Tools, Chick-fil-A Lindale, Mediacom, Dr. Pepper, Cedar Rapids Colonels, 7G Distributing, Star Equipment, Red Wing Shoes, and Airgas.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
Back with you at 3:31 on the Gym Class on KGYM. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way here. And it's brought to you by Blue Top Ridge, Amana Colonies, and St. Andrews Golf Course. And with that in mind, we bring in one of the pros out there at St. Andrews, one of our home away from homes, Mark.
Indeed.
We love to go out there and bring in Todd Schultz from out at St. Andrews Golf Club. And how you doing? The Wednesday game, is it over? Or is it on the back nine? Where is it at right now, Todd?
Oh, Wednesday game's kind of right in the middle right now. things are going good out here right now. It's a beautiful day.
It is.
Wednesday game one day, winger the next, or vice versa. I don't know.
On and on and on.
Yeah, and how's the summer gone for you guys out at St. Andrews? I know it's
been a pretty decent summer so far. Yeah, we had a great June, and July was a little slower, but with the super hot weather, but. All in all, pretty good.
We want to talk about the renovations going on out there, Todd. Changes in the course, in the driving range, and I guess just go through what precipitated this, and then what's all involved.
Well, the owner of the property decided he wanted to maybe build some condos or apartments where our driving range currently is, and. So we didn't have much of a choice, so we're going to rearrange things a little bit, move the range. The range will actually be on hole number 9. That hole will turn into a par 3. We will have 3 par 3s in a row. We could have 4 if we went right to number 10, but we're going to change the course layout a little bit. So we don't have 4 in a row. That might be a little bit too much.
Yep, and with that going on, you're also going to make some... So 9 is now going... You took some trees out along the creek, if people haven't seen it. I know people that have seen it are all wondering, and they've asked us many times, what in the heck's going on out there? Yep. So that's why we wanted to have you on, and just to let the people know out there, the golfers, that things are... you got a plan.
It'll actually be a... pretty turnkey operation. I mean, we've already started the renovations. Like you said, we removed a lot of trees. That's so we can have the par 3, which crosses the creek twice there. I think from the back tees, it'll be about 200 yards. Then we have a 160-yard tee and like a 140-yard tee. There'll be a big fence that will... we've got some big poles out there right now that we've got to put up, and there'll be a big fence there or net, whatever it might be, to protect 9T. And basically the tees will be on the left side of where the range sits now, on the left side. If anybody knows where the tennis courts are up there, mm-hmm. That's where the new range pad will be. And we won't have as many stations as we have now, but. We'll still have a range.
No, the par for the course then will be what, Todd?
It's going to stay the same. It's going to be 70 because number 11, we moved the tee back. We're building a new tee about 30, 40 yards back, and that'll be a par 5.
So we'll still play a par 70. So that's very
correct.
Good, and that's going to make that hole. It's already pretty tight with the water out in front. That will. Present a challenge, especially if you go for that green and 2 on a par 5.
Well, the water will come into play a little bit more in the second shot, and off the tee, going over the creek is going to be a little bit tougher. So, as you're back quite a bit further, so it'd be a tougher tee shot and a tougher second shot if you're going for two. Yep.
What's the timetable, Todd, in terms of when it's all going to be in play?
I'm guessing that we're going to probably do it late this fall and get her done, and she'll hopefully be ready to go in the spring.
When we have that nice weather in February.
Right, right.
Yeah, that'll hurt a little bit, Scott.
Well, Brian, I know you guys had to change your course up quite a bit, so you know exactly what Todd's talking about.
Yeah, I've been through a lot of renovations at many of my different facilities, and you know, it is weather-driven, so they'll make it through, and hopefully they'll have some good weather, and everything will grow in perfectly, and off they go.
Yeah. And the range, and there are places that there just aren't as many ranges as there used to be, as you know, Todd. So you guys, I know, wanted to keep that at your facility.
Yeah, one time, I don't know, 15 years ago or however many years ago, we were the only range. Now everybody has a range, and they took our range away, and we had to put the thinking caps on pretty hard to. We didn't want to be a golf course without a range, because there's a lot of implications there, you know, not just the range revenue, but you've got people that they pick out a golf course because they can warm up beforehand and it has a range.
Yeah.
Plus, season pass holders want to have a range, and on and on and on.
I'm interested with the three straight par threes, Todd. You don't see that every day, but I know your hands are tied somewhat in terms of the ground that you have.
What's that now, Mark?
I'm interested in the three straight par threes. You don't see
right.
that every day, but your hands are tied with the land available, right?
That's about all we could do. I mean, and we had to, like I said, change the course around a little bit so we wouldn't have four in a row.
Mm.
But we're gonna have a little something with it, some kind of a. Kind of like they have a Timberline where they have the last four holes is some kind of revenge holes or some kind of so we'll have something.
Yeah, because the new 18, I believe, is going to be 15 as it is
correct.
Right now, correct? And that is
correct.
A tough hole.
Yeah, it was back when we did renovations, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago, that was hole number 18, so it'll go back to hole 18. Then I don't have to play hole 18 right now. Even though it's a simple short hole, it seems like a lot of guys make a lot of double bogeys on it. So, of course, 15 won't be easy either. So,
no,
not one of my favorites because I can't hit with that UNAS Freddie Couples fade. You know,
right.
I can get him on that one then.
but it'll be easier, Scott, because it'll be your last hole, so you'll be all warmed up by then.
Absolutely. And I know you got that back tee there that you can use as well. You might bring that more into play now that it's 18.
Yeah, we might utilize that a little bit more also, you bet.
Yep, so it'll be almost 400 yards back there. So, yeah,
yep.
It's a tough drive. Like everything is out there at St. Andrews. And you got a lot of things coming up in the offing. I know you got a lot of fall events that you guys put together.
Yeah, we have our Labor Day tournament coming up. That's on the 2nd and the 3rd, Saturday and Sunday. And that's a fun event. We usually get 80 to 100 players, sometimes more. It's a two-day event. It's a lot of fun.
Yep, and people, you got a website, I know, and people can just stop by, they can call you and sign up for that and just go out and play, right?
You betcha.
Yep, and what's the website out there, just to let the people know?
It's www.standrews.com. St. Andrews, Iowa.com, sorry.
Yeah, you don't want to go to the other one, the English one.
No. You probably get a church or something.
Scotland. There. Well, we look forward to, we might happen to see you Saturday, so.
Sounds good, Scott.
All right.
Make sure you bring Mark with you.
and Rick here now, so got him.
Yeah,
Ricky
too.
And get him out there. But
yep.
Hey, thanks for speaking with us, and best of luck with the renovations. And I know it's going to continue to be great out there. So appreciate all you guys do for us as well.
You bet. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
You
bet.
Todd Schultz from out at St. Andrews joining us here in the Caddy Smack program here as they talked about their changes going on out there. And a lot of people talking about those changes asked us about it. So we wanted to let everybody know.
Have you done any architectural work or been part of, visualizing a situation like what they're facing out there?
Yeah,
you probably did down at your place, didn't you?
I have, and at Riverside, at Blue Top, we actually brought Reese back in. So Reese came back in and redesigned it and redid the layout completely, really, in order to get that to flow back into the rest of the golf course. So in that case, the reality is we spent a lot of money to get that right, and he did a great job. I've been a part of other country clubs where we made some changes on our own and did it more internally. And, there's times where courses get overgrown and you have to take trees out in order so that greens will grow. As much as we love our parkland golf courses, you'll see a lot of them. Our country club here in Cedar Rapids Country Club, took out a lot of trees, recently. And what that does is it allows the grass to grow.
Absolutely.
As soon as you get, as we all know in our own yards, if you have any old mature trees underneath those trees, you have very little grass. And the same thing happens when you have trees surrounding a green. It's hard to get that green to grow any sort of grass that'll have any root system that will go deep. It'll be too shallow. And so you're going to see a lot more as the years go by and these courses are getting more mature. You're going to see a lot more renovations going on.
That's why you see the fans on a lot of places, too, to get that air circulating.
It helps, right. And really, all that does is, if you think about the moisture in the green in the morning, you have the moisture in the green. And because you have all that shading, as soon as it gets to 90 degrees, that moisture won't go away because of the shading. Mm-hmm. But the 90 degrees is there. You've just boiled beans, basically. So if you think about your beans in a pot boiling, that's what you've done to the bent grass.
Yeah,
and so thus the air, the fans dry the greens out is all they do, so that water won't boil the greens.
Mm. There you go. The reason for that. All right, 3:43. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll talk about lessons learned. We'll look ahead to the PGA as well. And if you have questions for Brian, send them via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. You can also call us at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this on KGYM.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, the Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way serenely along 18 holes. And from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings have led to Amana Colonies Golf Club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. Amana Colonies Golf Club is a pure golf experience. Take advantage of dynamic pricing at amanagolf.com.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases? But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids, on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Flood the Run is this Saturday at Ellis Park, presented by Viridian Credit Union. This 2.7-mile water-themed, family-friendly obstacle run is fun for all ages. Run through our human car wash. Get blasted in the blaster bog. Plus our giant slip and slide and so much more. It's fun for the entire family with food vendors, games and activities, and live music after the run. Get soaked for a good cause, benefiting the Salvation Army and Matthew 25. Visit crfloodtherun.com for more information.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the gym class with UNASH and Dukes. KGYM.
Back at 3:45 here in the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. John Cranton will join us tomorrow. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan, and Brian Haas from down at Blue Top Ridge in Riverside joining us. And if you have a question, we have a few here. 319-366-1600 on the text line. You can also reach us via the phone lines as well. You want to throw out the question first, and then we'll go into lessons learned?
Sure can. 0190, Brian. Would wonder if you have any helpful hints for hitting a long bunker shot. Too many times I catch too much sand and lay up on accident from 120.
Toughest the crowd.
Shot. Is it toughest shot in golf, isn't it?
No, I think the mid-range one is the toughest one, but on the longer full swing bunker shots, fairway bunker shots, for lack of a better term, the key there, one thing that I like to do personally is I will choke up a half an inch on whatever club that is in my hands, make it a little bit shorter. It's easier to catch the ball a little bit cleaner. And so really the key is that you're striking the ball first. Just like you would off a hard pan or anything else on the turf, try to treat it as close to that as you can. Now, the biggest piece in that is your lower body really needs to slow way down and not use it nearly as much. So your legs and your hips, keep those much more quiet as you're standing there and rotating. And if you need to, take an extra club. One extra club, choke up a half an inch, just because you're not going to use your lower body as much and catch that ball clean.
So you're going to take a shallower divot or not? The divot will be after the ball,
right?
And not behind.
As long as you're
ball.
Catching the ball first, your normal angle of attack should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. And it is a tough shot.
It is a tough shot. Yes.
There is no doubt.
Even tougher, I think, is that mid-range where you don't have a full swing. And it's kind of that wedge-ish range, but it is a full swing. I think that's even tougher
so
yet.
Choke down, maybe take an extra club, lower body quiet.
Yes.
And hit the ball first.
Hit the ball first, yes. Yeah. Try to hit it the same way you do out on the fairway.
All right. There you go. Lessons learned.
Yes.
Senior City Am. And by the way, congratulations to the champions. We did that on Monday. Ingerson, Kevin Ault. People like that. I missed it by two.
Yeah.
Two shots.
And congratulations to Rick in that first round.
Yeah. Rick, we'll talk more about it when he's in here. He had to step out to Rob for a moment, but 79 in the first round.
Yeah.
A little higher in the second round. We won't mention that. But he was very happy and still very happy about
lowest
that.
Lowest round in competition.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Personal best.
I had a situation where I tried to play. You hear so often in sports, team sports, try to play not to lose.
Right.
I played the last two holes. I thought if I go par, no problem. Make the final day. I played not to lose.
And this is 8-9 at Ellis.
8-9 at Ellis.
They're not real tough holes, typically.
8 eats me up, and I don't know why.
Everybody has that, yes.
But yeah. I played not to lose, and it cost me.
Yeah, and at the end of a round, especially when you kind of know you're in it, but you're on the edge of it, the best thing you can do is don't vary off of. For instance, as a golf course, you do play somewhat regularly. You're you're familiar with it, so you know what to hit off the tee. You know what your next shot's probably going to be. You got to stick to that. You know, don't try to overdo it. Don't try to underdo it. Pick your target, get up, make your swing, and same thing when you get up there. Don't try to overplay the safety of a shot. If you know, obviously, if the pin is tucked, then play away from it, but make your normal swing. And that's hard. That's easier said than done. But really, I call it playing by the numbers. And I will say that out loud to myself when I'm playing. And if I'm thinking I need to make par, I will tell myself, okay, let's play by the numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a 165-yard shot, that you know that's an 8-iron. You know, whatever your number is, and get up there and hit your 8-iron, 165 yards. You know, whatever your number is, and you have to just go play by the numbers, and that way you're taking the emotional part out of it. You know how far you hit each of your clubs, and make sure you have a good target, make sure your alignment is good, and then let it go.
All right, and I didn't do that.
Yeah,
I didn't do that. And it cost me. And then on the last
hole.
It's
hard. It's hard to talk yourself into playing by the numbers.
Last hole, I could have gone for it at 9 at Ellis. And thought, well, if I hit it in the pond on the left, I'm not in for sure. So talk myself out of that.
That can't be even a thought.
And that's not the way I play, as Mark knows. I'm very rarely a layup guy. I'm a fill. I'm going for it, man.
Right.
Yeah, you usually are, but you're usually not playing for a cut in the City Am either.
True.
True.
And I'm okay that you're saying, okay, I'm going to lay up instead of the go for it. I'm absolutely okay with that.
But and then try to guide a little thing. And
you,
then...
you, even though you may not lay up there on a Saturday morning round of golf kind of thing, you just got to laser your spot, pick your spot, go by the numbers, and hit that shot. And don't even think about it. It's a laser, get a number, hit the shot.
And trust it.
Trust it. Yeah.
Yep. Trust the shot.
Yep. There you have to do it. Yeah.
Well, that was my learning lesson for the weekend. Rick, you had a learning lesson that you would like before we talk about the PGA.
And first of all, congratulations on your personal best.
Thank
79
you.
In competition. That's tremendous.
First time in a tournament play for sure.
Yeah.
That I broke 80. And the funny thing about that was I thought coming into 17, I thought I need a birdie and I did the math wrong. So I parred 17 and I got started, hit the drive on 18 and went, I just need par. it worked out. But I need to thank Brian. Everything that you've taught us over the years finally sunk in.
That's good.
We had a few practice rounds leading up to that, and I just suddenly couldn't make a 3-foot putt.
Right.
And your advice was always, and has always been, pick a routine, stick with it.
Yep.
So I changed the routine and I stuck with it, practiced that for a while, and then... sure enough, was making them
good
during that round.
I think what was impressive, Rick, when I looked at your card, was, and I played with you enough to know that it's tough for you to put a bad hole behind you.
Yeah.
And you had two or three doubles, I think, in that first round.
Yeah.
But you also countered that.
Had a birdie after one.
Yeah. With a couple birdies in that round. So that was a real positive.
Yeah,
it shows
you let it, you know, over your shoulder. It's gone. Yeah, let it go.
And then Saturday, my big mistake Saturday was not reserving a cart. And so I had to end up walking the back nine is where we started on Ellis. And I started out bogey par.
Okay.
And then I got a little tired.
Then the hills got in the way.
Yeah. Got a little tired. So my question for you would be, when you see that coming, how do you fight that?
It's hard. I had the same thing in our section championship. I haven't played a ton of golf. And by the third round, which was only day two because we played 36 the first day,
right?
I didn't have anything left on day two. So it's just that's a stamina thing, and it's hard to do. If you don't do it regularly, you can't expect yourself to do it. Sometimes I will do it anyway and be just fine and everything's great. And then other times, you know, my body just didn't allow me to. Yeah.
I didn't have the back or the legs for it after that.
Start making
bad decisions too.
Exactly right. And looking at my third round, for instance, in that sense, I made some bad decisions, and then I said, all right, let's refocus, and I made some better decisions, but even then, I, you know, it was just a battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're tired, it's really hard to play that game. It's such a mean game anyway.
Yeah, it is.
And then if you're physically unable to stay strong and mentally strong at the same time, that makes it even doubly difficult.
Yeah.
But I'll just say this, the range work and everything that you've suggested has really helped me this summer. I mean, I'm spending about 10 minutes on the range. I'm doing the star pattern in the bag.
Right.
I'm not hitting that many. And then I developed a routine for putting.
Good.
And it all works, turns out.
Right, right.
He knows what he's talking about.
Sometimes, right. Yeah, I think, you know, getting out of a pattern of hitting a bunch of seven irons or a bunch of wedges or a bunch of drivers, that's a great thing for anybody, because when you go to the range and you don't have a lot of success hitting balls because you're bumping around your bag, that's how we play golf.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously you want to hit a few good shots, so repeat a few because you want to have that good feeling. But bump around that bag and you'll have some not successful shots on the range, but that's okay because you're going to go out and play that way as well.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Indeed. And well, we got about 4 or 3 minutes here remaining. PGA is coming up, final major. That's the first thing. It's going to be the second major now. Starting in 2019, they're going to move it to May,
right?
Which will be interesting, right there. But it's at Quail Hollow, great golf course,
tough golf course,
and they've made it even tougher. And they brought in Bermuda greens, so I think it's going to be fun. And it sounds like it's going to be really wet, big chances of rain all 4 days. So this may go into Monday.
If it's wet, I foresee them not maybe playing the course quite as long, which would be okay.
Right.
And then they'll be able to plop balls, you know, next to the pins, too.
Is it going to be Rory or Jordan?
Jordan goes for the career Grand Slam. I I like Rory right now. He loves this golf course. He's won the Wells Fargo on this golf course. Like the way he's playing, and I see Rory.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Zach finished second last week.
Yep.
Jordan grew up on Bermuda greens.
All right. That's your guy?
So, yeah.
Is Jordan your guy to get it done?
Yeah, he grew up on Bermuda greens.
Mark, take Charlie Hoffman.
I am.
Yeah!
Are you going to take Charlie?
I like Charlie.
Absolutely. He's had a great year. We're not taking him next year in the fantasy draft.
No, we are not.
He won't have another year like this, but he's playing super solid.
He's
not afraid.
No. I don't think he ever was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's coming together for him.
But those two picks there are very logical.
Yeah, you know, they all are.
Zach finished second last week.
Yeah.
There you go. The conversation.
Don't get me wrong. I would love to see Zach ramp right into this.
I would too. I would
too. Pretty long course for him, though.
And especially if it rains.
He's longer than you think he is. He's not. We all say that. I don't know why. He hits it plenty far enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if it rains, I mean, that thing, I think you're right. They got to make it a little bit shorter. I mean, you start off with a 510-yard par four. That'll get your attention real quick.
Yeah, they won't advertise that they made it shorter. They just won't.
Right.
And they will play it shorter. I mean, the PGAs, unlike the USGA, you know, they want them under par. They don't want them to go shoot
right.
You know, five over as the winner of the PGA championship. They just don't want that. So if it is that wet, they will shorten it up a little bit. You know, the greens will be receptive and we'll see probably the same numbers if it's firm and fast.
Like the conversation with Charlie Hoffman and his caddy?
Yeah.
I'm here to win this golf tournament.
Right. Right. I love that. That's good stuff.
See, he didn't lay up.
That's right. Take heed, you know.
I know.
Right.
If I'd have known that,
right.
If he'd have done that on Friday, maybe
mm-hmm.
I would
You know,
think.
But speaking of Zach and why we don't think he's long, he does lay up, though. That is his game.
Yeah.
You know, he
the
doesn't take pokes at it,
right.
You know, dry or wet. So, he, you know, that's his game. So I feel like... it's a good spot for him.
When
as
you
well.
Can hit wedges like he does, then yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, indeed it is. Well, we'll have we got one more. 2 weeks. One more caddy spot.
I know.
Is that it? Wow.
This year went fast.
It really
Man.
Did. It really did.
You got the facility year round?
Yes.
Okay. Because you have the performance center there and
yep.
whatnot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
yep.
fun hitting
well,
balls in the middle of winter.
In the snow. Yeah. I pulled up, I had a student in and we're doing a comparison. They had very similar bodies. As the student I had that we matched up to, and it happened to be Steve and Iam that I pulled up, and it was wintertime. Amy and he were in for a little tune up, and when we looked at down the line, when you're looking out of the bay, it was all snow up there.
That's awesome. That's fun.
So I'm comparing a guy in August to a guy that was hitting balls in I don't know what month it was, probably February or something, and
yeah.
There was snow out there.
Interesting. Well, Brian, thanks. We will see you coming up in a couple weeks.
Definitely. Thanks.
All right. That's going to wrap things up in this edition of Caddy Smack. And thank you, Rick.
Yeah, thank you.
Let you get back to your regular day job.
Going to go play some rock and roll. All
there
right.
You go. Mark, John Krant joins us coming up tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Look forward to it.
So we'll look forward to that. Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have yourselves a great night. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Well, Greeny, we're halfway through another baseball season, and we're really seeing some players who stand out as winners.
Kind of like business travelers who win at business by staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
That's because you can put your La Quinta Returns loyalty points to work on the spot with instant free nights.
Just drive up with no reservation and instantly redeem points for a free night that same night simply by using the La